from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WGR Sports Radio 550 presents.
The Ohio State Supreme Court rules that boneless wings can have bones in them.
I saw this morning. I did not know what to think.
What?
It's just the style of cooking it?
Sports Talk Saturday.
Ohio Supreme Court ruled that foodies can't expect boneless wings to be completely bone-free.
They're boneless!
Stop it. Get some help.
Eat a bone with a bone in it, Deshaun.
But eat a bone with a bone in it.
On WGR.
This is open material. That's all I can say.
Sports Radio 550.
I'm boycotting Ohio. I still plan to boycott Ohio.
Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday, where we eat boneless wings that don't have bones in them.
I've got some at home. I'm gonna read the packaging carefully now. If they're manufactured in Ohio, steer clear.
Yes.
Steer clear.
Cannot.
Can't take a chance.
Cannot take chances.
Because that's legal there. They can hide bones in their
boneless wings. All restaurants,
wings.
Check your vendors. If they're from Ohio, no. Don't do it. Be careful.
You know what I learned? Fun fact. A chain buffalo wing establishment, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Used to be called, I'm going to say the old name because it's no longer the name, Buffalo Wild Wings and Weck. It was a Buffalo food place that two friends from Buffalo opened up. And then it became the commercial dumpster that it is. And they took the Weck out of it. But yeah, they used to serve roast beef sandwiches on Kemmelweck rolls.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
I saw a TikTok on that. This day in history. Pretty crazy.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
That is,
I wonder if it was better. It was more of just like a one-stop thing, though. It wasn't a chain. I think they got bought out and it turned into what it is.
But also, the state of Ohio.
Never again.
Now I'm now even more leery of your shenanigans. I gotta watch it with the state of Ohio.
I'm gonna take a breath. Because I still can't wrap my head around. This is an actual court rule.
Joe, do you want to get connected with our fans?
Yeah, let's get connected with the fans. Please.
It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Chance in Alabama, we need you to get some Bills takes in here so that Joe's brain doesn't melt.
No problem. I still don't understand why Josh Allen did a commercial for B-Dubs. I won't say the name, but kind of bizarre being a Buffalo guy. But anyways, I was looking forward to Kincaid. I think for our offense to be really successful, he's going to have to jump up to that top 6 or 7 tight end. Can we get Mark Andrews' productivity? I know that's aiming high, but I think we're going to need it because I think what I'm most worried about this year is our defensive line. I have little to no faith in Von Miller, getting back to what he was. And, Ed Oliver, he has a couple good games a year. He flashes, usually 2 games a year. You notice him and he jumps off the page. But other than that, Epinesa, he's wishy-washy. I mean, with Poyer and Hyde gone, it's going to put a lot of pressure on those guys because I think we're going to have to blitz a whole lot more this year if we want to get any pressure on the quarterback. And I believe we're going to have to score against some of the better talent, better teams in the league, 24 to 28 points a game, because I just think our defense is just going to get worked this year. I do not think we're going to have a top 10 defense for the first time in the McDermott era. The main reason is because of this defensive line. I see them getting hardly any pressure on, especially the good quarterbacks, but in general.
Chance, I appreciate the call.
I agree on one thing, and that's the B-Dubs thing. But
there's a couple things I'm going to agree with this. And one of them is the impact that should be felt with Dalton Kincaid. Chance, credit to you for not saying the words Travis Kelce.
Yes,
because
that's huge.
You're aiming for a realistic thing with Mark Andrews' production.
Yeah.
It's askable. It's something that's attainable. It's something that I'm not asking for one of the best tight ends in the history of the National Football League.
Yeah, you're not asking for the best, well, you know, the best team in recent history.
And
their
one of the best
number
tight
one
ends.
Wide receiver is their tight end. Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen, realistically.
Yeah. But,
so that's very good.
But that said, you are asking for something from this group. And
you have
from this tight end. And here is where my faith might be able to be restored a little bit in this. And it is Dalton Kincaid's usage
under
when
Joe Brady
took over.
Mm-hmm. It's a jump.
He's more capable of being a vertical attacker, because what was Ken Dorsey doing in the first half of the season with Dalton Kincaid?
Slant, basically kind of keeping him
like
in the
2 yard outs.
Yeah, quick, easy passes.
The quick out routes.
Yeah, and you know,
the flat route.
Yeah.
That was basically all it was. He was running flat routes, and
it was like paper cut plays he was running. It wasn't anything crazy.
Whereas Dalton Kincaid's strength at Utah was being able to attack the seam. I'm watching Sam Laporta every week last year and going,
why can't we
I'm going full Yu-Gi-Oh meme of, it should be me, not him. It's not fair. And
it's true. But yeah, Kincaid did. He could have done that all season last year if that's how he was utilized in the beginning. Knox's injury kind of helped him be able to show himself a little bit. You have your jaw dropped right now.
Keep going.
So you have, you know, Knox's injury kind of helped him a little bit get out of the way there, but it allowed Kincaid to be the tight end one for the rest of a lot of the remainder of the season. But other than that, I mean, I think Kincaid's gotten a lot of potential this season to really, like you said, embrace the Joe Brady scheme and explode. So I could see Kincaid doing that. The one thing, Chance, that I questioned was the Ed Oliver in the defensive comments. That's kind of where I was at on that. So I'm watching you laugh over there right now. What is happening?
You are being serious right now, and everything around me has collapsed.
Okay, what is happening?
First of all, I
see you just jaw dropped over there. I don't know what's happening in front of me.
Great tweet by Sticks here. The only thing I'm not boycotting in Ohio is Cedar Point.
That's okay. Cedar Point's like, is it Ohio? Do they serve boneless wings there? Because if not, I'm there.
I mean, just don't get the boneless wings there. That's all you got to do. Enjoy the 80 million roller coasters of Cedar Point without eating.
I actually have never been. That's one spot I've wanted to go to.
Yeah. If you like roller coasters, you go there.
Yes, I'm a big roller coaster guy.
Yes, then you'll like it.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'll go to that part of Ohio. That's it.
Yep.
Actually,
just avoid boneless
wings. Sandusky's pretty cool, too. That's where Tommy Boy was filmed.
That's where Cedar Point is.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Let's hit it.
Sandusky,
Ohio is where I'm going.
Let me make sure on this.
That's it. Great Wolf Lodge. Went there a couple times. Sandusky.
Yeah, it's Sandusky, Ohio.
Okay, Sandusky is the only portion of Ohio I'm not boycotting.
Just avoid
boneless wings.
Just don't get any wings.
Understood.
Just don't get any wings.
Okay.
Just don't trust it completely.
Okay.
Avoid anything wings.
Should I avoid bone-in wings, too? Could they be boneless?
Yes.
Is it still a bone-in wing if it's boneless?
All right, the more important thing that started having me giggling
is... Yeah, what's going on?
Evan was sitting in that chair when Josh Schmidt and I were absolutely making a mockery of the sport of polo.
Yes. That was great.
And
it was
now,
so much fun.
And now I've got a follow-up text. You have it, too. He has sent the polo facts to me of what actually happens in these games or matches. The Governor's Cup, the Rhode Island governor presents this trophy.
Mm-hmm.
The defending champions are playing today. It lasts between 1 to 2 hours. That's a rather inconspicuous time range.
What?
Yeah.
One to 2 hours?
1 to 2 hours.
I mean, it is like horse hockey, isn't it? That's basically what polo is?
I don't know. It's divided into time periods called chuckers, each lasting 7.5 minutes.
What a chucker that was. That was a great chucker.
And the number of chuckers range from 4 to 6, based on tournament rules. There's also a halftime break.
Okay.
This match starts at 5, and he's already hammered.
Okay. So here's the real question. Here's the real question.
And now I'm going back into my mentions for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm remembering the absolute chaos that we unleashed on the radio during the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
I can only imagine.
It was just absolutely one of the funniest things I've ever been a part of. Was like this, just
the thread,
the comments. The people were cooking.
Do they decide how many chuckers are in a game before? Because like,
yes, based on tournament rules.
Okay.
So it's anywhere from 4 to 6.
Okay, because I was gonna say if you're going in half times after
you're
two,
looking
but
at
hey,
a good
we're
four,
gonna hit six.
You're looking at a good 4 to 6.
Okay. All right. Chuckers. I don't get that.
I mean, it's not quarters, which is smart, because if they do more than four, it's not a quarter anymore.
All right, so, hey, we got 6 chuckers coming for you this afternoon.
Why couldn't you use a word like periods, though?
Yeah.
That'd be normal.
Let's see what a chucker is. What is this?
My favorite was... one of my favorites was the ref is known as a Marco from one of the comments.
No way. Oh.
Yeah, no.
I thought you were saying this is
no,
a rule.
The comments from the July 18th show were gold. They were a gold mine, and it was probably some of the hardest I'd ever laughed on this microphone on air. So yeah, no. When Josh texted me, Josh texted me actual rules of what is there for polo and polo facts. So I was like, oh good, here we go. So there it is. So we're gonna get a full report from Josh coming back, and that's gonna be great. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So for Josh Schmidt, enjoy your polo match when you actually get to watch it today.
That'll be I'm very interested to hear what he says on it. I genuinely am.
Yeah. It's an interesting one.
Apparently it's a medium to hard difficulty sport.
Really?
Yeah, it's ranked.
Riding on horses and whacking a ball is seen as difficult?
I mean,
more at 11.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Of course it's hard.
Yeah. You got the hand-eye coordination.
That doesn't mean that I didn't appreciate what our listeners gave us that day.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It was just a gold mine. Like, the ref rides on a zebra. The ref's name is a Marco. Like, it was just some of the most hilarious stuff that they could have ever put together.
Yeah. I used to play Marco Polo at the Great Wolf Lodge in Sandusky, Ohio. You know what else I did in Sandusky, Ohio, funnily enough?
Not eat wings?
Shut down the entire Great Wolf Lodge because I molded fudge to look like a number two, along with my father and brother. Shut down the entire Lazy River operation. I just outed myself on that. I don't know if that comes back.
What?
Yes, that was the thing. We tried multiple renditions. It was a Twix bar. It was a, you know, there were other things that...
You pulled a Caddyshack?
Yes. But it was with fudge, so it kind of clouded around it, too. So it was like, it was perfect.
Oh,
the hazmats came out, everything.
God.
Yeah, but yeah, Sandusky, Ohio has just triggered a lot of thoughts.
Now you broke me. Good job.
It's just the
Good
show
job.
Of breaking, yeah. But
good job.
Should we get back to Chance's point? If we remember it, do we remember it?
It was about Dalton Kincaid and the role in the offense, but also
the defense.
And that's where I was starting to disagree.
Yeah, with Ed Oliver, he's more than just he hits here and there. He's consistent. He's a player
he's
on that defensive line.
He's actually very good consistently.
Yes, and you know he mentioned AJ Epenesa had more interceptions than Sauce Gardner did last season. So I mean. Let's think about that for a second.
Yes.
He's kind of proven himself. He's taken a jump forward, and he's
now here's the thing.
Going to get a spot, hopefully.
Aaron Quinn had said this a couple weeks ago on our airwaves, and it was something that really made sense. If we're going to keep looking at the production of Khalil Shakir and how efficient he was and assume the next leap for him, We should be doing the same thing for AJ Epenesa.
Yes.
Because he didn't have a lot of snaps, like a ton of snaps, but he was very efficient in the time that he was on the field. Khalil Shakir was very efficient when he was getting the football. So we can't just assume one's ascension and dismiss the others. We have to keep a consistent energy here. And I think it's going to be both of these players will take some sort of step up or be as consistent as they were already last year.
Yeah.
And if AJ Epenesa can continue to bat passes at the line of scrimmage the way that he did, I don't care about sack production at that point. You are disrupting plays. That means that you know you're not getting there, but you're still making a difference. And that's awesome. That's an underrated part of play, is if you know you're not going to make it to the pocket and you're not going to get to the quarterback and disrupt the play that way, you've got to get your arms up.
You're absolutely
right. And Epenesa was one of the best at doing it last year in the entire league. And they didn't overpay for him to retain him. He could have went to free agency and had himself a nice little contract. Now, not so much. Because the Bills managed to sign him to a nice deal, keeps him around for a little bit, mm-hmm. and it's not an overpayment either.
No.
Because he was consistently getting a little bit more of that production last year. Greg Rousseau is someone that needs to be able to step up, prove that first-round pedigree a little bit more with some production in numbers. And I think Dwayne Smoot is a signing that everyone's going to get very familiar with.
Yeah, I think that was a good signing. I was very happy with that. Listen, the Bills offseason, all things considered, with the Great Purge on that Black Wednesday, whatever we're calling it,
mm-hmm.
has been, honestly, I'd give it a B plus A minus. Like, it's been very good. Like,
they've been finding ways to efficiently fill the roster holes. And now we're going to have to see and continue to see what's going to happen here.
And these are young players who have a long time stamp, too.
We're day three of training camp.
We're day three of training camp. We can't get too excited.
Tomorrow's practice four, okay?
Yeah.
We're 3 days in, 3 days past, I should say. And tomorrow's practice four.
Yeah.
We're fine. I'm not worried about the defense getting worked. Because I think that the secondary is going to still be good at commanding and dictating play. As long as I have corners and a healthy rotation there of Douglas, Benford, and if Elam's able to step in and be a great rotational piece for you,
mm-hmm.
that means you could spell those two.
Mm-hmm.
They need to play off. All right, Elam, step in.
Yeah.
Taron Johnson's still one of the best nickel corners in the league.
Oh, yes. And also you have Cam Lewis, too, who's played well.
He's a rotational guy for both at safety and corner.
Yep. So he could fill in those spots, too, if need be. He was a very serviceable depth guy last season when the defense, in the season before when the injury bug was literally just eating alive the Bills' defense for whatever reason.
He did become notorious for the Justin Jefferson catch.
He did. He helped him catch it. But I think he's been more than serviceable.
But that's what a young player does. They make that kind of mistake.
Yeah. And you can, for the most part, you can trust him in a game to come in and do his job. So I'm fine with that. The Bills just need depth. Depth is what wins you championships. If your guys go down, you have the replacement. Only place you really can't afford to have a guy go down is your quarterback and your big wide receivers.
Well, that's it. I don't even know about big wide receivers. I go back to the quote from former Colts offensive coordinator Tom Moore.
Mm-hmm.
If 18 goes down, we're bleeped. We don't practice bleeped.
Yeah, right.
If 17 goes down, I'm writing the season off.
Yeah, it's done.
That's it.
You're going to get a first-round pick next year. Like a good first-round pick, knock on wood. I do have to say one thing. I know we are nearing a break. I did text Evan.
Mm-hmm.
New news.
Hmm.
Hit it.
What is going on?
Happy birthday, Brandon Bean.
Oh,
Big Baller Bean's birthday today. Just put on the Bills Twitter. I said happy birthday. What is this? Is this a special happy birthday? What happened here?
No, I think this is like some birthday music that's played at like arenas and games.
There it is. Yep. Good call. Okay.
All right.
Happy birthday, Brandon Bean.
All right. I'm going to just, you two collaborated on this, and I'm going to right now, just for our listeners' sake, to describe my action here.
Nothing. Thumbs up.
Yeah. Cool.
Big Baller Bean.
All right.
Listen, you got to give him the birthday cred, right? He's put the season off season together.
Yeah.
He drafted well. He picked up some good guys. You know, he got us our Josh Allen all those years ago.
All right.
We got to put respect on our boy Brandon's name.
Okay. We'll go to break. Come back. I'm thrown now.
Yeah. We both have been. We went to shutting down a lazy river in Sandusky, Ohio with fudge to happy birthday, Brandon Bean.
Dude, that's like... That's evil. That's evil.
It was, you know, they'd be in the hazmat suits taking it out with a skimmer, like yeah, putting it in a bag. And then
that's evil, man.
They realize, oh, this is chocolate fudge.
Yeah.
We did get the one with some peanuts in it, though, so it looked a little... Sorry, I'm going to end this now.
We're going to go to break.
Break.
You take it to break.
All right, we'll be right back with more whatever this is. Sports Talk Saturday right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horseback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.